Is PEDM right for me? I have lost count of the number of times people have asked me this question. Is PEDM right for me? Is a simple question, so I deservingly provide a simple answer, yes, with a befuddled look on my face. The reason for my confusion is because if the person asking the question is considering PEDM, then they must be considering it for a reason. Obviously, their existing system has issues. Therefore, if you're asking about PEDM, then it must be time for you to implement PEDM. That should be the end of the conversation, but it never is. Workarounds and the Hidden Factory. Source: http://www.fre6sigma.com/leanenterprise.html. Interestingly enough, the conversation doesn't progress to helping decide on the right PEDM system. The questions posed always seem to relate to the company's current mode of operation and whether or not PEDM could be successfully implemented and would they realize a benefit from it. To answer that question, we always have to look at their processes. Return on investment, ROI, is difficult to calculate if the proper metrics haven't been included in the workflow in the first place. That's why I start the discussion by referencing something they are already familiar with, CAD. How your company uses CAD can tell you a lot about how successful you will be with PEDM. For example, how many of you roll out the next version of your design software every year, usually to justify paying the annual subscription maintenance? Now, how many of you actually change the way you design in order to take advantage of the new features in the design software? I'm willing to bet few actually do. I'm even willing to bet some of you have been doing workarounds with your CAD software for so long that you forgot that it is a time-consuming workaround. As of today, it's just your method of doing business. If you first look at a company's design and CAD workflows, you can determine whether there are changes that could make the design process more efficient. At the same time, you can gauge whether or not the designers and engineers are open to change. Those are three key criteria to a successful PEDM implementation. Are the CAD users stuck with their current methods and unwilling to consider new techniques? Are the CAD users comfortable with doing it the way they've always done it? Are the design standards dictated by contractual requirements or other external specifications? While we can't do much about the third one, the first two will be your barriers to adoption. Convincing your team barriers to adoption. Simple, ask your boss to sit down with you the next time you have to make a design change. Once they walk a mile in your shoes and they see the pains you go through for file management, data management, file properties, link management, and everything else that goes into modern day CAD, they usually agree to make improvements without a full ROI calculation. By the way, this also works for those pesky inquiries as to why it takes so long to make a simple drawing change. Don't try to speak everything to everyone, sell PEDM by focusing on your audience's specific needs. Forcing co-workers to adopt new technologies never works, and often backfires, making the implementation more difficult. People, in general, are resistant to change unless they understand the reason for change and can foresee a personal benefit. Put on your sales hat and illustrate that benefit. I have found that by starting with something known, such as CAD, getting support for new technology is easier. Instead of trying to convince management and co-workers of the benefit of PEDM, instead show them how PEDM can supplement their existing design tools and remove pain points in the design process. PEDM overkill, the difference between PEDM and PLM. Inevitably, the conversation brings in another three-letter acronym, PLM, and the confusion between the similarities and differences between PEDM and PLM and whether or not PEDM/PLM is overkill for their company. Source: http://www.plumtechnologyguide.com/. I refer back to my original statement: if someone asks me about implementing PEDM, then they must have a reason to believe that their current system is insufficient. But the question of overkill is a legitimate question. PLM can be very expensive and comes with many functions and features. Do you really want to pay for functionality that your company will never use? Like your company, data management should grow in phases. Ever hear the one about trying to swallow the whole elephant? Trying to go from zero to PLM is like that. Company size is not the dictating factor in deciding to implement PEED more PLM. Even small suppliers require the same level of compliance as large OEMs. The law doesn't differentiate. Therefore, it is likely that even the smallest companies could eventually realize a benefit from PLM. But a company doesn't grow to a multi-billion dollar success overnight, and neither should its data management system. The first step to implementing any system is to get the data under control first, then add on features like workflow, compliance management, change management, or supply change management. And that begins with PEEDM. Whether the PEEDM is a standalone PEEDM system or a subset of a PLM system, there are many options that will fit the needs of any company. While it is easy to select a data management system from the same vendor that develops your CAD tool, the right size data management solution may not come from the same supplier. Information is the lifeblood of your company, so it pays to take the time to properly investigate the many options out there for data and information management. Is PEEDM right for me? You will find it helps your PEEDM implementation to ask yourself why you are considering PEEDM. Is it because of media influence or vehement reseller tactics? Are your peers/competitors implementing PEEDM so you think you must in order to remain competitive? Do you have a contractual obligation to implement a data management system? Are you looking for ways to improve your design workflow? PEEDM can be a big investment. If you are on the fence debating the benefits versus cost of PEEDM, perhaps the best way is to try it by using a system with a low upfront cost, low administrative burdens, and low commitment. Try a cloud-based PEEDM system like Workbench from GrabCAD. Try it for free at grabcad.com/workbench. Additional information available at resources.grabcad.com. GrabCAD has paid a fee to engineering.com to promote their cloud-based PEEDM solution. They have not had editorial input to this post. Scott Wertel.